Thank you for calling support. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Yes, sir. Is this PayPal support?
Yes, sir. This is PayPal customer care. How may I help you?
Okay. Well, I got a text message about some type of notification on my Apple account. Can you help me with that?
Sure, sir. I can help you with that. Could you please tell me more about this notification that you've received?
It says that I was charged $143.95 on my account. I'm just trying to figure out what happened because I didn't do this. Do you have a phone number associated with that?
Yes, sir. The phone number that we see is different than the one that you're calling me from, okay? And this charge that you see on your account is of a purchase that was made on the Apple Store. So do you recognize this transaction, sir?
I don't. I've been having issues with people using my phone number. Can you give me the phone number that you have on file for that fraudulent charge, please?
All right, sir. Let me try and check the details for you. And before we go ahead, sir, since you mentioned that there have been cases in the past, could you please tell me more about it? Because I can see a list of charges that has been there on your account.
Well, like I said, I was notified late about account charges, and my bank has notified me, but they weren't able to reverse the charges because they said that everything was approved. But I need to know the phone number that's associated with that so I can let them know so they can do an investigation. Did you have that information that
right,
you can
sir.
Give me?
Could you please, yes, sir. And could you please let me know when did this happen?
Well, this one happened today. The other ones have been about a week ago. I just need to know the phone number so I can let my bank know.
Okay. And could you please let me know, since you mentioned it happened today, were you using your cell phone at the time when you got the charges notification?
I was not.
Okay. And did you happen to be on call with somebody while you lost the money that you're talking about?
I wasn't at the time. I tried to call my bank, but I couldn't get through. I'm still trying to get a hold of them, but they did tell me that the last time that they needed a phone number associated with that so they can track it down.
Okay. And this happens to be a different number, but before I go ahead and share those details with you, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions more, sir. And could you please let me know how many charges are there in total on your account that you just mentioned about?
Right now, just this one. The other ones have been fixed. They've been reversed.
They have been reversed already, okay. All right, sir. But there is a whole list of pending charges that is there on your account. And we'll have to check a couple of things on your account, okay? So I'm going to guide you with a set of instructions right now. Please put me on a speakerphone.
Okay, you're on speakerphone.
I appreciate that. So try and go to the option that says settings on your phone, and it has a gear sign icon.
Okay, do you have any information like a name or address or anything associated with that phone number?
Sir, the details that are showing up are under your name only, but it is just that it is coming from a different location. It is coming from a different IP address.
What's the name that you have on the account?
Sir, the name I can see here is John Monroe.
Do you have an address?
No, sir, I do not have an address, and I can see it is coming from the state of Arizona.